From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Settlers, that's right. I love this American ride.
You know, just a general observation here, but there sure were a lot of Jews at that Nazi rally yesterday in New York City. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starr Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. We love Jews. We love Gentiles. We love everybody here on the Todd Starr Radio Show, and especially Puerto Ricans. You have a lovely island. Wow. We need about 6 hours to talk about all the things that we're going to talk about, but they won't let me do it. So, and one of the reasons why it's my birthday, and they're like, Starnes, you got to take it easy. It's your birthday. We will talk more about that later. And thank you for all of those who have extended birthday greetings. And Dylan, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the lovely Cassie, our wonderful call screener, has prepared homemade cupcakes.
Todd, I'm extremely aware of this. I've had three.
Vanilla. Well, two. I was wondering who was eating those. Vanilla on vanilla, yeah. Which is not racist. I just like vanilla. I'm not a big chocolate guy. I'm not racist. Again, don't judge me.
You're just a vanilla guy.
I'm a vanilla guy. You know, I'm pretty fly for a vanilla guy. Anyway, thank you, Miss Cassie. They look very delicious. And then somebody just dropped by some treats from a place called Crumble. Is that the correct pronunciation? It's misspelled. There's not an E there. It's Crumble.
Yeah, I don't know why they Crumble. Do that. But they're very good cookies.
Well, I'm very excited. Oh, they're cookies. All right. I didn't know that. Wow, that's very exciting.
You got to have one.
So my lovely makeup artist, Miss Kristen, was downstairs, and she said, somebody just dropped this off for you. And it looked very tasty. So thank you very much, whoever my mystery admirer is. Thank you very much for that. All right. Can we talk about this rally? And first of all, I thought, ladies and gentlemen, it was the greatest Trump rally of all time. I thought that this was the closing moment for Donald J. Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. This was the moment where Trump was able to make his case to the American people. And what I saw in that arena, and by the way, Eric Trump said there were, 200,000 people that wanted to get into the arena. There were about 20,000 that stuck around. You know, they finally shut it off. CBS News falsely reporting that Madison Square Garden, get this, appeared to be full. Well, unless you were blind, and I think even a blind person could figure out that there was standing room only in Madison Square Garden, over 20,000 people stuffed into that arena, 20,000 other people outside, 40-something degrees, a little rainy, but they stood there and they watched the rally on the jumbotrons outside Madison Square Garden. Do you see people doing that for Kamala Harris? You know what I see on the Kamala Harris side? I see a lot of very angry, upset, irritated people, mainly because thousands of them showed up thinking they were going to get a free Beyonce concert, and they got diddly and squat. Beyonce didn't sing. She just talked, and nobody wants to hear Beyonce talk. Come on, what's wrong with you people? By the way, so my friend, I told you about Kristen, the makeup artist, and she puts my face together for a Newsmax. So I look presentable on national television. And she told me that she had a friend or someone who decided to go to both rallies. That this individual wanted to see what it was like. Is there a difference between a Trump rally and a Kamala Harris rally? Is there a difference between heaven and the lake of fire? Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, her friend said that when she walked into the Trump rally, people were smiling, cheering, folks were in a great mood, having a good time. And then she went to the Kamala Harris rally. She said they had literally had to shove all of the crowd to the front of the room to give the impression that there was a crowd there. But it was dark. It was dank. It was the vibe was really, really bad. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that something is happening across this country right now. And it is something that is great and good. And I think we, the people, are starting to wake up. Now, if we just had, again, every single Christian in America rise up and go and vote on Election Day, Trump wins in a landslide. And I do believe Trump will win in a landslide on Election Day. That's one of the reasons the campaign announced late last night they're going to be heading to New Mexico, because their internal polling now shows even New Mexico is in play. You say, Todd, what about Puerto Rico? Well, yeah, that was interesting. So, look, a lot of people are talking about this, the comedian who cracked the joke about Puerto Rico. And I'm curious, before I share my thoughts on this, I'm curious to hear yours. Do you have a problem with what the comedian said last night at the rally about Puerto Rico? Here's what the comedian said.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Was that funny? Did I miss the joke? He said a lot of other things about Hispanics procreating that we cannot air. We can't rebroadcast on the radio. It was a little bit too, FCC violations. The guy's name is Tony Hinchcliffe. And Dylan, I understand, I've never heard of the guy, but he's sort of a popular guy. He's not just some rando they pulled off of Times Square.
He's like a rising comedian right now, yeah.
Okay, huge following, is
yes.
that? And he's about 40 years old, so that's the Don Jr. age.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming Don Jr. is like, Daddy, Daddy, you know, we got to put this guy up on the stage.
Probably. Okay. I can see that.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So anyway, there was the joke, and it's causing a lot of controversy. The Trump campaign is walking this back, and they're saying the comedian's views do not reflect theirs. Senator Rick Scott is horrified, as is every Republican running for office in South Florida right now. Let's go to Samantha in Bartlett, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. All right, Samantha, you heard the joke there. What's your take?
Yes, I wanted to start out by saying happy birthday. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Let me just say this. I don't know anything about the comedian, but I saw most of the rally last night. This morning, I was talking to my neighbor, who is an independent. She has, you know, said, I'm probably not going to vote. I'm probably just not going to vote at all. But then, you know, maybe a week ago, she was like, I think I might vote for Trump because, you know, things are just so bad. Well, this morning, she was like, I'm not voting for Trump. She said, I'm staying home. I'm not voting for anyone. And I was like, is it because of the comments? She said, yeah. She was like, he should have never had that comedian at the rally. He talks, you know, I've heard him before. He says horrible things. He has said horrible things on his, I guess he's got a podcast or something maybe.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't. If you think he doesn't like Puerto Ricans, he really doesn't like the Chinese.
Yeah. Like she said he's talking
or the blacks.
Things. Right. She said he's very, you know, the word's not coming to my head, but someone that he shouldn't have had at the rally. She was like, and I guess he told a joke about people coming from Mexico or something.
Oh, yeah. Don't repeat that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know it, because she was like, I'm not going to even repeat it. If you want to look it up, you can look it up. And I was like, okay, I missed that one. So, he was like, for those reasons, I just can't vote for him. And this is what worries me. What if she's not the only one? You know what I mean? I'm sure there are going to be other people aside from the Puerto Rico joke. What if there's other people who are like, you know, on the fence? They're just like, I'm just going to stay home because that was just so tacky. That's what worries me.
Yeah. Look, Samantha, these are fair questions you're raising. And look, I will say this, that the Harris campaign is making that guy's joke the number one political issue. Now, the question is it going to make a difference? I mean, if you're voting for Trump, you're voting for Trump. The question is, what about those independents? And quite frankly, we need as many votes as we can get out of Puerto Rico. We need them everywhere. So I'm just, my question was, what was the point of that? Why, you know, is this guy actually a true Trump supporter? Was he trying to sabotage the campaign by saying what he said? And what's really interesting, Samantha, is that the Trump crowd on social media, the diehards, they're literally putting out messages saying anybody who dares question this is really not a true Trump supporter. Well, I think that's a load of hooey. Samantha, I've spoken at two of these Trump rallies, and let me say this. You can't put this on Trump because this happened hours before he took the stage. And I can tell you this, Samantha, nobody ever vets what those speakers are saying. They never asked to see my remarks. They never asked to vet. They never asked me to steer away from something. So this is really upon the individual, and you have to take personal responsibility for that. And I'll say this, Samantha, my rule of thumb going into a Trump rally and speaking at a Trump rally, number one, it's an honor. Number two, it's not about you. Number three, don't say anything that's going to get the candidate in hot water.
Right. And that's the thing. Of course, me and my whole family, we've already voted for Trump and, pretty much all of my friends. But we do need those few people who are on the fence. And I think you're right. What if he was put in there to kind of sabotage things? I looked at my husband last night and I was like, we're in the home stretch. I hope nothing is said here that can, cause a big, ruckus or whatever to get people not to like him. And then it happened. So
yeah.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. That's what, but he is going to take the blame for it because it was his rally.
If you think what he said was profi, you should have heard what Sid Rosenberg said. I'd never heard so many F-bombs dropped in remarks. And all I could think about was this. And, these rallies are billed as family friendly. And so you had a lot of kids in that crowd last night. And that bothered me a little bit. And again, this is not on Trump because they don't control. But I will say this. And Paul Shanklin just sent me a text. He said, hey, that guy was filthy before what he said about Puerto Rico, and they should have pulled his microphone then, and they should have. But quite frankly, Samantha, a very quick glance at that guy's bio, there's no way he should have been anywhere near a Trump rally.
Correct.
All right.
I agree. We're just going to keep our fingers crossed.
That's it. Samantha, thank you. Hey, let's go to Susan. Susan, is this true? Are you a Puerto Rican?
I am Hispanic. I have a lot of Puerto Rican friends.
All right. So you are the official expert, Susan, from Cordova, Tennessee. Speak on behalf of all Puerto Ricans.
I say, give me a break. Give me a break. The man said, the Puerto Rican guy said what he said. Grow up, my fellow Hispanic Puerto Ricans. Grow up. Either you're going to vote for Trump or you're not. So grow up. It's a shame. It's a shame that I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote. Yeah, you stay home. See what happens. Give me a break. And one more thing. A plug for Greg Gutfeld. He has people on his program. He lets them say what they want. They do have a cuss word limit. So you can't go and just,
Well, that makes sense.
You can't, and they don't.
It's like a drink, like alcohol. You have a 2-drink limit, so you get, all right, if you're going on Gutfeld, you get 2 2-syllable curse words and, 3 1-syllable curse words. Oh, yeah, that's fair enough.
Grow up, Puerto Ricans, my fellow Puerto Ricans. Vote. Get out there and vote, or we live with the consequences, for Pete's sake.
What was the lyrics of, I'm thinking about West Side Story, and Puerto Rico didn't come out too favorable in some of the lyrics to the song, Puerto Rico, you lovely island of tropical diseases.
I saw that, and I loved it, but grow up, we're adults, grow up.
All right, we've heard it from Susan, our Puerto Rican expert, grow up. I want to share this with all of you people that say, Susan, thank you for that call. They say decency is on the ballot. May I share some lyrics with you from one Megan the Stallion, who performed at Kamala Harris's presidential campaign rally? May I do that? that waste, that ass, them T-words, that waste, that ass, them T-words. If it wasn't me, I would have seen myself. I would have bought me a drink, took me home, did me long, ate it with the blank blank on, ugh. I could build a house with all the brick I got. B-word, spend a lifetime trying to get this hot, trying to get this hot. Real hot girl, S-word, body crazy, curvy, wavy, big T-word, little waist, look at... Oh, geez, well, I can't say that entire phrase on the air. Num, 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 is that inappropriate? Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Dylan says, yes, you can't say that on the air. So all that to say, if Kamala Harris and her team want to have a conversation about decency, happy to have that conversation. All right, do you have a problem with the Puerto Rican joke? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I mean, right now, the only people you're allowed to make fun of are white Southern guys, pretty much. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now.
I will vote for Donald Trump. Oh my God, I will vote. I will vote for Donald Trump.
Puerto Rico.
If you want to keep America great.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Are they from Puerto Rico? Do we know? We're in such trouble today. Welcome, everybody. I will say this, that there are so many people from so many different backgrounds that are voting for Donald Trump. It's just... I don't know. It's sort of like we're having a huge unity party across the fruited plain. Let's go to Elizabeth in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Elizabeth. What's on your mind?
I have two things on my mind. First, about the Puerto Rican joke. I don't think he thought at all. He just saw. I don't think it was meant to hurt Trump. I think he just saw an opportunity to be show his backside, and that's what he did. I don't think he thinks. But that's not really why I called. Here's what I wanted to ask your opinion on. What concerns, I believe Trump's going to win, but what concerns me the most is Congress. If we don't have Congress, we will have the same years of fighting between our president and Congress. Or Congress trying to stop our president that we had before. Do you know how Congress is the new election people elected to Congress?
Elizabeth, yes, I do. And we're coming up on a break here. That's why I wanted to jump in here and answer your question for you. Yes. So Speaker Mike Johnson was actually at the rally last night and was invited to speak. And Trump spoke to him multiple times during the event. Good, strong relationship there. I think we grow our numbers in the House. Will we retake the Senate? I don't know. That's a big question mark because of Mitch McConnell. But we've got to have both to get the agenda through. We've got to. Elizabeth, thank you. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size My Pillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use My Pillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
It's someone's birthday.
Hey, Todd, it's Grace Baker, your executive producer, and Merlot the Dalmatian. We just both wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and we both hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday, Todd Starnes.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Grace Baker and Merlot. You guys are pranking me today, aren't you? You guys, Dylan, what are you guys up to?
Got some surprises for you today, Todd.
Wow, I'm impressed. Well, thank you, Grace, and thank you, Merlot, and thank you guys as well. I see the birthday wishes here. May I just say something? I don't mind telling you how old I am. I'm 57. That's the only thing on my Wikipedia page they got correct. 57 today, and I don't feel my age. You know, I was talking to the team earlier today, and I don't feel, I see other people who are my age, and they kind of look like they're 57. I don't feel like I'm 57. I don't feel like I'm an older person. I sort of feel young. And I don't know what that's all about. Maybe it's just me. I'm curious to hear from you, though, if you've reached that certain age. Because I still feel young. I feel energetic. Maybe that's because I think I'm surrounded by younger staff. And maybe they just keep me. I don't know. But anyway, all that to say, thank you very much. Someone said, what are you doing for your birthday? I said, well, I'm hosting a 3-hour radio show and then a 1-hour Newsmax TV show. Then I'm going home to bed. What do you want? What? Well, I'm going to eat one of those cupcakes. I'm going to tell you that much right now. 901-260-5926 is our phone number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm just going to ask because I ask the things that we shouldn't be asking, but need to be asked. By the way, I just, everything I'm doing on my social media, every time I go to X, they're like these little balloons that just pop up and say happy birthday. So, all right, thank you, but I've got work to do here. Elon, come on, sir. So here's my question. What's more offensive, the Puerto Rican joke or Kamala Harris preparing her collard greens in the same bathtub where she washes her lady parts? Maybe I should say what's more gross. I'm just asking. Let's go to Valerie in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Valerie. What's going on today?
Good morning. Well, I'm listening to you, and I'm fixing cube steak, which is deer, and great northern beans, and a blueberry cobbler, and mashed potatoes for supper. How does that sound?
That sounds, you had me at cube steak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my grandson and my son-in-law, they love to hunt, and they start with bow and arrow, and usually get a couple of deer, and they spread it out in my freezer as well as theirs. Well, this morning, you know, when I'm in North Carolina, because we have two homes in South and North, I like to listen to you because you tell us the truth that we don't hear otherwise. And I pray for your protection because the people that are vocal like you, the conservatives and our President Trump, are under the gun. And I feel like Trump is only alive today because of God's protection and the people that are Christians praying for him. So I try to remember every day to pray daily for him, his family, his vice, and for you and others that speak up and out. So this morning, I was in there praying. And I said, Lord, we just can't let the last election be repeated this time. All these people are turning out, hallelujah, to vote. But if something happens to the ballots, they're not counted, they're destroyed, you know, whatever, like happened before, it won't matter. So this is what I felt like the Lord led me to, because I pray Psalm 91 is the prayer of protection. I tell people that. God has angels, and they're encamped. I ask every day, Lord, I say, thank you for your angels encamped around about me. So I prayed this morning for God's angels to encamp around every voting place, if it's a schoolhouse, a fire department, no matter where it is, in all 50 states, and stand at those machines and let nothing happen. And I think I would like my Christian brothers and sisters that are listening to do this, start praying for God's angels. And I'm a Pentecostal, so I believe in pleading the blood. And I'm pleading the blood over them, these places, and over you guys for protection. Now, I'll get off my stump because I'm not a preacher. I'm just a retired.
Well, I was ready to take up an offering right here on the radio, Valerie. You could have fooled me. Let me say something to that. I think that you are onto something here. And I do sense a great evil. Whenever Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, they come onto the television, they're at their rallies. I do not sense the joy vibe. I sense an evil vibe. And I think we are dealing with spiritual warfare in this election cycle, Valerie. And I love your idea. Maybe we need, as much as we need poll watchers, we need prayer warriors out there as well, praying for protection. We also have to pray that our fellow Christians get off their blessed assurance and get out and vote on Election Day, or if early voting is still underway in your area, get out and cast your ballot early.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, Valerie.
Well, God bless you for what you do, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Valerie. If I was over in Statesville, I'd be over with that blueberry cobbler.
Okay. Well, you're back in Statesville. I know you were here not too long ago. I'll fix you one, okay?
All right. Hey, that's a deal. All right. Thanks, Valerie. What a great lady. We have the best listeners in all of talk radio, and I will fight you. I will fight them to the death over that. So you guys are awesome. 901-260-5926. By the way, remember, we got to talk about our good friend, Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden.
Say it with me. Si se puede.
Yeah. So look, they're out there, and the argument is, and this is what they're doing with the Puerto Rican joke. All right. Number one, it wasn't even a funny joke. I found it to be offensive, and that's just me. I get it. The guy's a comedian. Somebody should have vetted the comedian. Somebody should have pulled the comedian aside and said, hey, look, don't do anything that's going to make headlines. Nobody did that. So the guy goes out there and he does his routine. So you can't really blame the comedian, but I'm still blaming the comedian, because you should have the sense God gave a goose to know you don't go out there and you say something that's going to embarrass Donald J. Trump, sir. What's wrong with you? Are you mooey loco? But he said it. But he's a comedian. So all that to say, they're making a mountain out of a molehill, because the media has to portray this event as a Nazi rally. No, Dylan, I don't know if Hitler had a problem with the Puerto Ricans. He certainly didn't like the Jews or the Christians or the French, but we all have a problem with the French. What I'm saying is that it was just bad form. I don't believe this is going to impact the election. I really don't. But the problem is, it gave the media the soundbite they were looking for, and you just can't do that. But in the meantime, we're happy to point out the hypocrisy. Here's Joe Biden comparing Hispanic people to breakfast tacos. Cut 21.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Oh, little Raul, you remind me of a breakfast taco. They're called bodegas, ma'am. Bodegas, not bodegas. Oh, by the way, here's comedian George Lopez at a Tim Walz rally just on Saturday, over the weekend, making fun of Mexicans stealing stuff.
Donald Trump said he was going to build a wall. And George Lopez said, you better build it in one day, because if you leave that material out there overnight.
Say it with me. Si se puede.
You can't stop. Just stop. Let's go to the phone lines. Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate. Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Todd. Valerie, those were some beautiful words that you spoke earlier. I really enjoyed that call. And, Todd, happy birthday. I called last week after the Pittsburgh game when Trump was there and they didn't show him. You remember this when he had 70,000 people at the
Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes.
That's right. Well, last night, they after the San Francisco 49ers football game, one of the players was given an interview, and our great player, Nick Bosa, came running up with the MAGA hat on, and NBC was forced to show Donald Trump and MAGA, and they didn't like it. And I just wanted to just say what a fine young man Nick Bosa is, and he came in wearing the MAGA hat, supporting Trump, and forced NBC to show it. Yeah, and I didn't know if you had saw that or not yet.
Not only did I see that, D, and by the way, what a great night of, what a great weekend of college football and also pro football. I don't know if you caught the Washington, was it the Washington-Chicago game? Man, that insane Hail Mary. That was beautiful. But also, to your point, D, there's a guy by the name of Reese Burkhart, who was the kicker for Texas Tech, is the kicker for Texas Tech, and scored a touchdown on a trick play. And when he got to the end zone, he pulled up his jersey to show he was wearing a Trump shirt.
Oh, I love that. I didn't see that. Oh, that is, you just made my day.
D, what does that tell you? What does that tell you, sir? It tells us something here.
It tells us that they support the wrong team. They support Harrison Walt. That's what it tells me.
I'm going to tell you something here, D. What's happening is that MAGA ball cap and the MAGA shirts and the Trump flags, for so many years now, the media has castigated people, and now people are rising up and they're saying, you know what, I don't care anymore. I'm going to wear my MAGA hat. I'm going to fly my Trump flag. And if they want to say something, they can come and say it. They can say it to my face. If they come and try to steal my Trump sign in the front yard, guess what, pal? It's electrified with razors. So go ahead and make my freaking day. That's what it tells me, D. God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling in. All right, let's go to Vicki in North Carolina. Hi, Vicki. What's on your mind?
Well, happy birthday to begin with.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see another fellow October baby getting his age on.
Getting my age on.
Shortly. Getting your age on, yeah. I'll be 70 shortly.
Is that right? You don't sound like a day over 39.
Yeah, well, I try not to be, and so should you. But it's just a state of mind is all it is. When my mother died, she was almost 89, and she didn't feel a day. She could outrun anybody at the memory care unit over there that she could. She just never gave in. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you was the people in Puerto Rico, I've known them my whole life, my entire life. I used to date a guy in high school, even, that was studying to be a doctor. He had just started into college. The people in Puerto Rico, that country is being run by Democrats. And it had been for years. The people that live there, some of them I'm sure like it, but a whole lot of them don't like it. And even when I was a kid, they did not want to really be a part of the United States government. They really, like I said, back when I was a teenager, I used to go down there all the time. My daddy flew with Eastern Airlines, and we go down all the time. They didn't want to be a part of the United States. So I'm not sure if the guy was really saying anything ugly to the people there or not. I think he was talking about possibly the government and, yes, how they have let that country go down. A lot of the people that were torn up during and lost their homes in that hurricane, last year's been two big ones, they now work with FEMA and come into the country just to try to make money because they lost everything they had in the island when it hit, when the hurricanes hit. And they all, the ones that I have ever met, want to go back at some point. So they just don't like the Democrats. I mean, that's just real.
Well, Vicki, let me jump in here because we're super late for a break here. I will say this, that at the end of the day, there's a whole lot of that going on the Democrat side of the aisle as well. So for them to complain about this and talking about decency, yeah, that's hypocrisy. And we do call that out here on the program. I will say this, and it's my personal view. If I'm invited to speak at an event before the President of the United States, you better believe I'm watching every single word I say. And I remember I wrote down my speech so I wouldn't go off the reservation, if you will, and say something that might get President Trump in trouble. But that's just me. When you're invited to be a part of a Trump event, it's not about you. It's about Donald J. Trump. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Vicki, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back. Hey, don't forget election night. Next Tuesday, we have a special six-hour live Todd Stern show. It'll start at 6 o'clock Eastern. And we hope to broadcast it on your local radio station. If you want information, just give us a holler here. Let's go to Johnny, North Carolina. Johnny, I am excited to talk about this story. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I'm glad you're feeling better. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you think, I forget exactly how you put it, something about Trump has a spiritual covering around him. A few minutes ago, and I don't know if it's kosher to mention another news network, but anyway, on a Christian news source that I subscribed to just this morning, I got an email, and here's the headline: "Witches report their spells against Trump aren't working," and then in quotes, "he has a shield." And the story goes on to explain about all these groups of witches all over the country that have been trying to put hexes and spells on against President Trump, and they are reporting that they're running up against all kinds of resistance.
Yes, this is from the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN News, and Johnny, it's fascinating because there really are witches out there, and they say, according to the story, about 100 witches gathering by Zoom. And they're trying to attack Trump in the spirit realm, and they're doing it with tarot cards, orange candles, and a not-so-flattering photo of Trump. And it's not working. They're trying to cast all these spells, and it's not working, Johnny.
It is not working. The man has been covered in prayer. It is no accident that his head turned the exact right direction to where that bullet missed his brain by a matter of millimeters and just clipped his ear enough to draw some blood. That was no accident. The man is covered in prayer, and he is covered in prayer as he goes into this election.
An army of angels surrounds our president, Johnny. I believe it. And when you see these kinds of stories, when you have all of these evil people out there, and folks, you better believe something. Demons are real. There is great evil, in this land, and it's not just here, it's all around the world, and the Bible teaches us all of this. I don't want to get into a sermon here, but Johnny, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, because there is spiritual warfare at work here, folks. All right, gosh, hold tight. We've got so many calls to get to. We've got Kathy and Carolyn and William. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We've got some great guests, some great audio. We're going to be talking about Joe Rogan coming up in just a few moments as well. Hang tight, everybody. This is the birthday edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want one of those cupcakes, Miss Cassie.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling. Because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally. A rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
All right, that was MSDNC, and they immediately stopped their coverage of the Trump rally, and they spliced together images from the 1939 Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden with what was happening last night. Now, here's the problem with this, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat Party actually held their national conventions not once, not twice, but three times inside Madison Square Garden. So the argument could be made here that it was Jimmy Carter and JFK and William Jefferson Clinton himself, I see, who actually held Nazi rallies in Madison Square Garden. Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy to have you with us. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina joins us. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
You know, Congressman, I saw that. I thought that was a tremendous rally last night. I thought the president, the former first lady coming out, it was just a moving experience. What say you?
There is a growing enthusiasm for Donald Trump. The fact that Madison Square Garden, it only holds, 19,000 people. They had well over 200 that wanted in, that he was broadcasting outside of the Madison Square Garden. people now, I think, really Democrats and Republicans see the danger of electing somebody like Kamala Harris, who is really an embarrassment. I mean, but it's been 90 some days since she's had a meaningful, went and addressed questions from the media. She did the thing with Brett Baer on Fox, but she was only gave it 20 minutes. She was 15 minutes late. I mean, it's an embarrassment. But to answer your question about the president, the enthusiasm's there. I see it in South Carolina like I've never seen it before. And people realize this election is for the keeping our constitutional republic intact. And that's what's exciting about it, and I think is going to happen.
And, you know, I've really been compelled to get out there and volunteer. I've been on the road quite a bit, but now I am back in Memphis, my hometown. Of course, we're a deep blue part of Tennessee. But over the weekend, we must have had, I think, 30 or 40 people out there waving Trump signs on one of the major busy thoroughfares. And then later Saturday afternoon, I was at one of the polling places, and Congressman, it was insane. Democrat or Republicans outnumbered Democrats there 2-1, I would say. A lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, and it's not that complicated. The one question that has got to be asked by everybody: are you better off now than you were under the 4 years of Donald Trump? And no one, if you're being honest, can say that you're better off. You're far worse off at every level, internationally, with what's happening with Israel and Iran, and the issues that we're having here locally. In America, with the violence that's taking place, the immigration. As Mike Pompeo said, the enemy is behind the gates, and we got to fight to maintain it. And people volunteering, as you mentioned, that particularly as it comes to the elections, and we're going to have to maintain our integrity by not allowing illegals to vote. And the reason the 15 to 20 million are here, it's not to teach Bible study, it's to maintain power for the Democratic base, and that's what we're fighting.
Congressman Ralph Norman joins us, and Congressman, I want to take a sharp turn and talk about an issue that I suspect is really important to a lot of our listeners. I know I am one of these people that gets so disgusted this time of year. By the time I walk out of our building, it's already dark, and it's like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and you have introduced, earlier this year, you introduced legislation, or last year, I believe, to observe year-round daylight saving time. So first of all, what would your bill do? And second, where does it stand right now?
There are 19 states that agree and want to be able to have daylight savings time year-round. Right now, the law is written, you can opt out of daylight savings time, but you can only opt in for standard savings, the standard time. And that my bill will allow you to for states to decide what they want to do. And it's for health reasons. It's been proven that, by just what you said, it causes problems, health problems with people. And along with my bill, the GAO, Government Accounting Office, will for 2 years monitor and see what, if there are any health benefits, which there are for year-round daylight savings time.
So permanent. So hold on. So I just want to make sure I understand here. So permanent daylight saving time, would be sunny at, say, 7 o'clock at night?
Correct.
All right. Got it. Okay. That's what I'm in favor of. I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Congressman.
Well, I did it in 2017, and it went to the Energy and Commerce, never got a vote to it. They never took a vote. I just want to be able to vote on it, like term limits. We ought to be able to have it on the ballot and let the people decide. It's we the people on both these issues. But, we will be going back in time an hour coming up, and, spring forward, fall back, and now's the time to give the states the choice, not the government, and one size doesn't fit all.
Now, I remember when I was living in New York City working at Fox, and it would be 4 o'clock and the sun was already going down. By 4:30, 4:45, you got the light, street lights are coming on.
It is, and for your farmers, for those in South Carolina, we have farmers who would favor this. I haven't heard of one who wouldn't. school children. You know, it's just good all the way around to have the option. And if South Carolina decided, in any state of the 19 decided they didn't want it, then that's their choice. But I think it makes sense, and I think the fact that we're doing it now, we want to vote on it on the upcoming term in Congress. So hopefully we'll get that vote.
All right. Let's do it. I'm a fan. I'm in favor. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We wish you the very best out there on the campaign trail as well, and it's going to be a great Tuesday, I do believe, for the country.
I agree 100% with you, and appreciate all that you're doing, Todd.
Congressman Ralph Norman, everybody, great American patriot over in South Carolina, and we have to be sure to send him back to Capitol Hill as well. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. What do you think about the congressman's plan here to eliminate daylight savings time? In other words, it's going to be 7 o'clock. It'll be sunny at 7 year-round. I love that. According to the congressman and his report, it's like cardiac arrest, stroke. I mean, car accidents, really bad things happen when, you know, the lights go out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyway, curious to hear your thoughts on that. 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show, back in action. And if you haven't already figured this one out, folks, Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. news brands out there. And Newsmax is now offering preferred shares. That's right. You can buy preferred shares in Newsmax right now. Become a part owner, a co-owner of Newsmax. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse because of the Todd Stern Show. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com right now. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, be sure to consult with your attorney, your financial advisor. No, not your barber, unless your barber is a financial advisor. But go check it out, NewsmaxInvest.com right now.
It's someone's birthday.
Hey, Todd, it's Dalton, and we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. You poured into the lives of thousands of people, and you're loved by thousands of Americans, including your entire family at Starnes Media Group. You're a great friend, a great mentor, a great boss, a great American, and a great patriot. Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd Starnes.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it till the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it, and I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code Balance.
It's someone's birthday.
Happy birthday, Todd. Wishing you a fantastic, stress-free day filled with Baptist martinis and ribs from Central. From all of us at KWAM, thank you for the job, what you do for the city, and your strong conservative voice. Here's to another year of triggering the libs in Memphis. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Todd Starnes.
How did you guys do this? Dylan, how did I not know this was going on?
We never share our secrets, Todd.
Wow. I am very surprised and getting a little misty, so this is fun. So thank you, guys. Wow. By the way, Howard, it really is my birthday. Somebody said, is it really your birthday? Yes, it's really my birthday. I have to tell you my birthday story real quick. My mom was afraid I was going to be a Halloween baby, and she didn't want that to happen. And she weighed about like Ben Dieter. She was like just 90 pounds sopping wet. And so she made my dad take her to Shakey. Any of you folks in Memphis remember Shakey's Pizza? There was a Shakey's Pizza on Elvis Presley Boulevard. And my mom said, take me to Shakey's. So dad took her to Shakey's. She devoured a large pepperoni pizza in one sitting by herself, and that was on October 27th. She went into labor October 28th, and here I am. And I love pepperoni pizza, by the way. I really do. All right, real quick, let's go to Kathy in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Kathy. What's going on?
Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
So I woke up this morning to the news that there were two separate instances of ballot box fires, one in Portland and one in Vancouver.
Yes.
Portland and Vancouver are merely separated by a river. So anyway, they're like sister cities. So anyway, anybody that wants this election is way too important. Take your ballot inside. If you can get to your clerk's office, take it there. That's what I did. I took it into the clerk's office. Or I think there are libraries that have boxes inside. Don't leave your ballot out to the elements.
Yeah, Kathy, this is wise advice. And we understand, at least I think in Portland, there were a handful of ballots that were burned. But in Vancouver, we're talking about hundreds. And Kathy, we've all got to be careful. There are lots of shenanigans happening right now across the country. And the good news is that people are seeing something and they're saying something. I will tell you right now in Pennsylvania, very concerned about some of the stories coming out of there. But again, the good news is people are speaking out and, you know, these things are being investigated.
Yeah, well, investigations, you know how that can go.
Well, that's true. But I'm telling you, Kathy, we're shining a bright light on this. And you're right. We've got to protect our vote. That's why I walked in, said, give me a paper ballot, filled it out, turned it in, and I'm done.
That's the safe way to do it.
That is, Kathy. You're absolutely right. God bless you out there in Oregon. And who knows, folks? We could see a massive victory for Donald Trump. Trump, by the way, going to New Mexico because of the internal polling data there. Also, where is this? Howard just sent a note. From the North Georgia Mountains, listening to us on WDN. Todd, I'm listening to your show and just letting you know this is Trump territory. Howard, thank you very much for that. All right, let's go to Ben Dieter from Memphis. Ben, where are you right now?
Todd, how are you? I'm actually in Detroit.
Like Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. So not in Memphis. Not in Memphis. You know, what's also interesting, Todd, I'm walking around the international airport, and I was able to run into one of our Memphis politicians who invited me into your swanky Delta Club Lounges thing. So this is like heaven on your birthday. I'm celebrating for you.
So you're hanging out in the Delta Sky Club right now at Detroit Airport?
I'm at the buffet, Todd. No one told me it was like a Golden Corral on steroids.
Golden Corral. It is true. Now, be careful. The booze is free, too. Did they tell you that?
I just found that out. So, hence the reason I'm calling into your show and telling you to have a happy birthday. Todd, are you having a happy birthday?
I'm having a very happy birthday, yes. I'm working. I'm doing a three-hour show, and then I've got to do the Newsmax TV show. And I've been very surprised. I had no idea that you guys were up to shenanigans
all weekend long. You know we don't forget about these things. And someone said that Cassie made cupcakes. I'm gonna take you out to eat when I get back to Memphis, if I make it back to Memphis, because again, the open bar in the Sky Lounge. But no, Todd, we love you. You're a great boss, and everybody calling in, wishing you a happy birthday, sending those nice messages. It comes from the heart because you do so much great things for the city and really across the country. So this is the birthday shout out.
Well, thank you. You know, I had a lot of fun, and those cupcakes were unbelievable, just delicious. Now, let me tell you something. You're at the Detroit airport. You got to go through the whole psychedelic tunnel there with the lights. And then
yes.
I know you're on a carnivore diet, so you got to head over to Leo's Coney Island. It's a great little hot dog joint. there in the at the airport, and you'll get a chili dog. You're going to love it.
All right, we'll do. All right, Todd, happy birthday.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, Ben, and don't forget, get a doggy bag. You know, go through that buffet a couple of times. The great Ben Dieter, everybody, host of Wake Up Memphis, and that guy is 26 years old, and he was ranked by one of the industry magazines as having one of the best talk shows in America. He's number 9 on the list. I mean, that's how good that kid is. So I call him a kid. He's grown, but you know. All right, 901-260-5926. Here's what we're going to do. I've gone a little bit long this segment, so we are, you know what, let's try to work in Bill from Cordova. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Good morning and happy birthday, Todd. Happy 29th birthday, I should say. You and I share that in common. And that Shakey's Pizza story, I remember their pizza. That was awesome pizza, and the piano was a lot of fun.
Well, I can tell you this. I do remember Shakey's Pizza, and if you eat an entire Shakey's Pizza, something's coming out. I'm just telling
you. You might go into labor even if you're not pregnant.
That's it. It's true. It's true. All right, Bill from Cordova, thank you. it's the truth, people. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. Jeez, Aloo.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me.
Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Best happy birthday wishes to you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you have many more.
Doug, I don't feel like I'm old. Do you understand that? It's just weird. People say, you know, oh, do you take your naps? And I like to take a nap, but I just don't feel like I'm 57.
No, you're still a young man. I don't think you really start feeling old until you get to my age, about 76, 78, something like that. And then things kind of change a little bit, but you're a young man. You got a long ways to go.
I'm a whippersnapper.
Yes, you are.
Love it. All right, what's going on? What do you want to talk about, Doug?
Well, first of all, I would like to concur wholeheartedly with Congressman Norman's proposal about keeping daylight savings time forever. This jumping back and forth is ridiculous. There's no reason for it, and it's better that we have more daylight in the afternoon, early evening, in my opinion. I agree wholeheartedly with him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I like the fact that the sun's going down around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's very depressing to get out of work, go to work at 8 or 9 in the morning, get out at 5 or 6, and it's going close to dark. That's kind of depressing. So, a few more hours, a couple more hours of daylight would be very appreciated, I think.
All right. Now, tell me about this caravan you've heard about.
Yes, sir. I'm sure they're not verified reports, but I had occasion to listen to WORD down there in Greenville, South Carolina.
Good radio
Mike
station.
Mike Gallup, and they had two fellas called in different times. About their properties are adjacent to 85, the Highway 85, And they both observed this long 18 to 20 black SUV caravan, all of them hauling trailers. Some of the trailers had some kind of an official looking emblem on them, but they couldn't tell for sure what it was. But they had left the Atlanta area. This has been several days ago, headed for North Carolina. Where they were going or where they are now, who knows? But that would be, to me, a very unusual thing to see, especially around this time of year, the elections and all that. I just thought it was kind of strange.
That's interesting. I'm wondering if they were able to describe the emblem on the sides of the trailers.
Yeah, they said they couldn't. It looked like an official emblem, but they couldn't tell for sure what it was because it was only on some of the trailers, but they didn't know what it was.
Okay. You
know,
I'm just going to take a stab at this, and again, I have no earthly idea, Doug. I will say this, that I know the Southern Baptist Convention, their disaster relief teams are based in Atlanta, and they have been doing a lot of work in North Carolina, and I'm wondering if maybe that's what whoever it is saw. It could be something more nefarious, but it could just be something fairly innocent.
Yeah, it's very possible.
All right.
I just know, as you do, that the liberal Marxist liberals, Democrats in this country, they never give up. They're going to do everything they can to steal this election. And all I can picture in my mind is all of these trailers loaded with mail-in ballots and absentee ballots and all that. But it might be something, like you just said, it could be innocent, could be hell, you know, it could be something like that. Could be.
Yeah, could be. All right, Doug, thank you for those kind words, and thanks for the Eagle Eye report there, and we thank you for listening to us as well. 901-260-5926. Lines are now open. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Congressman Dan Muser, joins us. And Congressman, I understand, is this true? You were at the rally last night in Madison Square Garden?
Hi, Todd. Yes, I absolutely was. I attend most of the rallies of President Trump's, probably 90% of them in Pennsylvania. But the MSG was one I didn't want to miss. Neither did, somewhere in the neighborhood, really, of 100,000 others. I mean, there were about 28,000, 29,000 inside, but the NYPD reported there were as many as 70,000 outside.
Wow. It was, and, you know, I'm very familiar with that area. And, of course, the old Hotel Pennsylvania, I think they tore that sucker down. But that's where a lot of the crowd was, you know, they were gathered watching on the big jumbotrons outside. I mean, that was really a remarkable and I would almost say historic night in New York City.
It was. The city was electric. There were, you know, obviously just all kinds of walks of life there. I mean, young people, older people, kids, college students, every ethnicity you could imagine. And, you know, Trump's touching all the demographics. I mean, here in Pennsylvania, for instance, he's up with Latino Americans. He's up about 20 points better than Joe Biden was, if you can believe that. He's actually winning 49-38, where Joe Biden in 2020 had 60%.
Congressman, so, what's moving the needle in Pennsylvania for Trump?
Well, I mean, number one, it's him. His the enthusiasm for him, he inspires. He has a message of hope. He has a message of correcting things. You know, one of the themes last night was Trump will fix it. And people believe he will because he did it before. And he's got the will. He's got the plan. He's got the experience. He certainly has that sense of urgency. So people trust that he's going to resolve the endless level of crises created by the Biden-Harris administration. And to take one step further, you know, when Biden came in, he didn't really have a record. You know, he was known as good old Joe, you know, Scranton Joe, that sort of thing. Well, my goodness, Biden and Harris sure have a record now, and there's absolutely nothing good about it. Everything they've done has been a failure for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And then you have Kamala stating how she can't, nothing comes to mind that she's going to make any type of changes. But I think something does come to mind, but she doesn't speak it because it won't help her win, and that is to make all these crises worse. On top of our open border, she's going to declare amnesty, and then citizenship, and then right to vote. She's going to take on our domestic energy industry like we never saw before. In Pennsylvania, our Marcellus Shale, our natural gas is so important. She's going to tax the living heck out of businesses. And they're going to spend. Boy, oh boy, they're going to spend. She's already got a budget plan that adds about $1.8 trillion of deficit spending. Meanwhile, we got Elon Musk saying how we're going to reduce by $2 trillion over the course of 4 years. So, you know, huge contrasts, Biden-Harris buyer's remorse, great Trump enthusiasm, and just a real quick, Todd, our registration levels are over 400,000 better than they were in 2020 for Republicans versus Democrats.
And that's it. And Congressman, I want to get you to weigh in on this report. The RNC sending this out a couple of hours ago now. Michael Whatley, very concerned about what's happening with voting access in Pennsylvania. According to the RNC, they're getting numerous reports that voters, that computers are down, polling sites closing early, not accepting more voters, and there are some concerns. Are you hearing any accounts like this?
Well, we are. We're working together with the Secretary of State. The governor seems to be interested in fair and free and integrity in our election, so we shall see. Now, if they didn't prepare in certain areas enough with the resources with regard to early voting, you know what? Not just shame on them, shame on all of us, and that needs to be corrected fast. And that's why right now we got all hands on deck. We've done a lot of good work. President Trump's got great momentum. We're up in the polls, but everything's about protecting the right to vote and the vote right now. So that's where everybody is. Our almost 10,000 Trump force, 47 poll workers, and all. That's what we're focusing on. So we're gonna keep this thing. We're gonna keep a lot of eyes on it, and we're gonna keep it stable. Or die trying.
And what was it Friday? You had the press conference with the Board of Elections in Lancaster County. And they were saying, 2,500 suspected fraudulent voter registration forms and other counties as well. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, well, Lancaster's outside my district, but it's not too far outside. And even just speaking with Michael Whatley yesterday, he was pleased that we caught it and shows that the system, that our eyes, that our what we have in place to assure voter confidence and voter integrity worked in that instance. We just have to make sure that we caught one, and we didn't miss 50 others. So it was a good wake up call. Not that we needed it to be on that much more alert and to be watching everything. And that was terrible. I mean, that was thousands, you know, over 2,000 fraudulent, we believe fraudulent ballots that were submitted to be counted.
Do we know who did that? Was it? I mean, I hate to ask this. Was it a Republican? Was it a Democrat operative? Do we know?
No. Actually, we do not know for sure as of yet, but it appears to be definitely a Democrat part of their machine.
Wow. Yeah, I had seen those reports on social media. I figured you may as well go, you know, see. You would know if they'd officially made that announcement just yet. So, well, again, to your point, the issue is we've got an apparatus in place now to let people know when something like this happens.
Precisely. And that was as big a part of this as the maximize ballot, as the get out the vote, as the vote early, maximize ballots as early as possible, but protect the ballot. And between Laura Trump and Michael Whatley, the whole RNC, as well as the PAGOP, we've been working hand in hand for many, many months now. 9 months probably, just as when they came in, to assure that we were going to be ready for this and to be trained and have people on hand on site to protect the ballot.
All right. Well, Congressman, good stuff. And we wish you the very best of luck on Election Day as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell you that. And it just feels like the Republicans have the big mo going into Election Day. I'll give you the last word.
We do, Todd. And, you know, and that's why it's just so very important that every vote is going to count. We have 9,000 polling stations in Pennsylvania. If we could increase that by, say, five, I mean, obviously that's 45,000 added votes. And that really could be the difference. And there's a lot more than, you know, who on the ballot is very important, but what is on the ballot, right? I mean, we're talking about border security. We know it's not going to be secure under Harris. We're talking about, I mean, if they won the House and the Senate, my God, they would federalize election, do away with the filibuster. They would add D.C. as a state. They would add regulations and taxes like we never saw before. It would truly be a big, huge lurch to the left. And under President Trump, we'd have strength and prosperity, freedom from overzealous government. And we're going to reduce spending, so we'll be on the right track. So hey, everybody's got to vote out there, and we yep. get what we vote for.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Always appreciate your good work.
Thanks very much, Todd. Thanks for the time.
All right, there you go, folks, from the great Commonwealth. Dan Muser making a bit of news here, saying that the voter fraud case in Lancaster County, we told you about it on Friday, believed to be the result of Democrat operatives. Before we go to break and then come back, we're going to take calls. I want to play some audio just again to show you how diverse this crowd was outside Madison Square Garden. This is a Chinese lady who is fired up. And I want you to listen. She is a big Trump fan. Cut number 8.
We're Chinese, first generation. We love Trump from our bottom of the heart because we know Trump is the only one can save America. Kamala is so stupid. She is so low. IQ equal no Q, no qualification to be the president. You shall stay away from that position. You are the lost position. You lost our trust. You lost our vote. You just need to go home. To stay home. You cannot do anything to save America. You are so stupid. You don't know anything. You cannot even answer any question from the camera, from all the media. How you can be on the stage to fight home for America, to protect American people, to protect all the world. You are not qualified. You just need to go home. Let Trump to save America, to save the world, to put America first. If America to be strong, to be saved, and then America can save the whole world. Trump, we love you. We love you forever. Never ever surrender. Fight, fight, fight. Fight for Trump. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Now, I'm not going to tell Trump what to do. But the next rally, forget about the comedian. She needs to be up on that stage. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN. My PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
It's someone's birthday.
Hey, Todd Starnes, it's Jeff Katz and your biggest fan anywhere and everywhere, Heidi Katz. We just wanted to wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday. Happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday, Todd Starnes.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff Katz. Let's go to the phone lines here. Say hello to St. Francis in Gainesville, Georgia. What a great American patriot. Hi, St. Francis.
Hey, Todd, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, you were with me on my birthday on May 13th in Gainesville, Georgia at WDUN.
I remember that. Yeah. You wore a halo.
I did. I'm St. Francis. Anyway, you were concerned about staying young. You're a puppy, you know. I was 90 years old, so I'm going to give you some advice.
I'm writing it down, St. Francis.
Okay. Number one, never join the senior class in your Sunday school. That's number one. Do not do that.
Uh-oh.
You hear?
Go ahead.
There's too many problems you hear about, so stay with the college-age group.
Oh, that's
I taught the
good.
College-age group for years, and it kept me young. So you just get together with the college-age group, and you'll stay young. So that's my advice to you on that. Now, the other thing is, I think it was Valerie that called in about the angels protecting Mr. Trump. And I can guarantee that's happening. And I have information that St. Michael, the archangel, is in charge of a detail that's 24/7 around that fella. So I think God's going to take care of Mr. Trump.
Well, you would know, being a saint, Francis, so that's good intel. You know what? There's truth to that, because I noticed in our older Sunday school class that I'm a member of, the prayer request for ailments goes on about 15, 20 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean,
wow.
It goes on and on and on. You just can't write fast enough.
And nobody can remember anything, so it's tough. St. Francis, I've got a skedaddle, but man, it is great hearing from you, and you sound terrific, and it's because you're hanging out with college kids, so good for you. St. Francis, thank you, and God bless you. And yes, we do need to be praying for President Trump. All right, hang tight. Hour three coming. We're getting to your calls, I promise you. We'll be right back, folks.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay for me to talk now, Dylan? I don't know what to expect. I'm still trying to figure out how you guys did all of this. There was great plotting afoot, and normally I have a pretty good eye on what's going on in my own company. But, Dylan, you took me by surprise, and I have been pleasantly surprised all day.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It was hard to keep a secret from you, Todd.
I bet. And by the way, those cupcakes, sweet mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Cassie, I think she, wow, I'm on a sugar high right now.
Likewise.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And thank you, your mom sent me cookies.
Crumble
without the E.
They're like the mini cookies.
So, you know, it's kind of like fancy without the E. It's fancy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for the birthday wishes. 57 years old, and I feel like I'm 27. I'm sure I'll feel like I'm 87 by the end of the election night. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So hello to my good friend. We've known each other for, gosh, almost 20 years now. Robin Poffman, our great, great friend and journalist. Robin, hope you're doing well today.
It is 20 years. And by the way, welcome to my number.
Oh, that's right. We're the same age.
Same age. Yeah, the odometer rolls up with the lucky number 7.
As we had a lady call in. She said, Todd, you're getting your age on. I like that.
That's cute.
I like that.
And by the way, the crumble, they're what a great cookie. Did they come in the pink box?
They came in the pink box.
Yeah.
Without
very
the E.
Familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. The only thing that would make today better is if the William Sausage Company truck drops by and, you know, puts a couple of cases on the front porch. That's how we roll around here. Robin, I hope you're resting, because I know you're going to be a part of our live election night coverage. It's going to be pretty wild. 6 hours of live programming, 6 p.m. to midnight. And, you know, I was listening. Very rarely does CBS this morning actually come out with something decent. And they did a really nice story on why AM radio still matters in America. And I was really watching that and just, you know, reminded of why we're doing what we're going to be doing on election night.
Yeah, you know, because people want to know what's going on, you know, locally. And, of course, the national impacts your pocketbook and the price you pay at the grocery store. And I often on social media talk about the $13 box of blueberries, if you can find the blueberries in the grocery store. And, you know, inflation is at almost 20%. And you know, we were young at the time, Todd, but we have a point of reference on this election that, you know, the whole handoff between Jimmy Carter and standing in line, waiting for gas, odd number, even number, license plates, and all this nonsense. I remember being in New Jersey with my parents and not understanding fully what was going on. And then we had the hostages and then Ronald Reagan comes, you know, rolling through town and, you know, we're a shining city on the hill and things get better. And the mainstream media made him out to be a big idiot. And, you know, when you're younger and you don't really understand the political landscape is one thing. Yeah. But as, you know, you and I are history buffs and we educated ourselves and we search for truth and the honest answers. And it's kind of interesting to me that I believe that history is going to repeat itself. I think there is going to be a lot of cheating in the election, sadly. I still think that there's a lot of holes in the system. Some of the systems that we vote on are porous. These drop boxes, the mail-in. I don't think any of it is 100%, but I'm really with the Trump motto of it needs to be too big to rig. And from what I saw last night, Todd, at Madison Square Garden, you've been in that building, I've been in that building. Wow, did that look electric.
Robin, we just had Congressman Dan Muser on from Pennsylvania. He's been to most of the Trump rallies, and he was there last night. He says that according to the NYPD, there are about 75,000 people outside MSG. And you know that area well. The Hotel Pennsylvania right across the street, they tore that down. But that 7th Avenue, that's a major thoroughfare, and it was wall-to-wall people.
It was, and I have some retired NYPD friends that were actually out there in the crowd, kind of in an undercover, kind of just looking around, monitoring things. And they sent me some pictures under the radar. I could not believe it was packed in like 12, 15 deep, like it is for folks in, you know, your listening area all over the country. When you think back to the pictures on New Year's Eve in Times Square, where everyone's in a pen, it's very orderly, but people are really packed in deep. They were packed all the way out to the West Side Highway. People were watching this event outside on the TV screens. It was absolutely electric and wild. And I thought that there was a lot of symbolism, Todd, that this is the place where the Trump Organization, Donald Trump himself, his dad, if you know anything about Trump's background, always wanted him to stay and build in the borough of Queens. And it was Trump who said, nope, I want to take on Manhattan. And he did, and changed the New York City skyline and landscape. And I thought it was just a great, there was some great symbolism there. And that his closing argument is that we need to take back the city. And I'll tell you, people I know that still live in Manhattan, Todd, where you and I used to live back in the day, they are fed up with illegals roaming around and a lot of crazy people running around. And there is a lot of chaos in New York City. So am I saying that it's going to go red? I'm not. But I think that there are going to be more Trump votes there than there have ever been.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Robin. And I was there whenever I have to do Newsmax. You know, I'll fly up, and they're over on the east side, almost the upper east side. Great area, but everything is locked down, and the homeless, you've got the Roosevelt Hotel over there, which is now a migrant or an illegal immigrant, you know, encampment. It is a dangerous city, and I think the average New Yorker wants to go back to the way it was under the days of Rudy.
Yeah, it reminds me of that transition, too. You know, we talk about Carter and Reagan in 79 and 1980, but we don't, and then we can look at, you know, that 91 to 92 transition when we had Ed Koch and David Dinkins, and then we went to the Rudy Giuliani years, and for folks who take their kids up to New York City Christmas time. We all know, you know, Rockefeller Center of the Tree and ice skating and looking at the stores and Macy's and all of this and all of that. And you want to be able to go and see a Broadway show and go to dinner with your family for a nice little, you know, couple day vacation in New York City and not have anything bad happen to you.
Robin Poffman on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Robin, do you think the Puerto Rico joke is going to have any impact on the election at all?
No, you know what? I think that people are very well decided on who they are voting for. And I do think, Todd, that we all understand who Kamala Harris is. We all understand who Donald Trump is. And I thought that the interview with Joe Rogan, podcaster extraordinaire, I thought that that 3 hours was extraordinary. I think it could have gone on longer. Maybe Trump. I actually said to my husband, maybe Trump had to go to the men's room, and then he realized it was like, how long have I been sitting here? 3 hours? You know, it's a long time. Kamala Harris could never do that sit down for 3 hours, let alone maybe 3 to 5 minutes, if that, with Joe Rogan. It would never happen, because once he would engage her in a regular conversation, I'm not sure she could get through it. I think the undecided, people say that there's this big undecided vote in this country. I don't see it. I think people know exactly who they're voting for, and there's a real silent group of voters who are not telling the pollsters, yes, I'm voting for Donald Trump for whatever reasons, and they don't have their lawn signs up either because they don't want to deal with any negativity from their neighbors.
No, look, that is it's a great point. And, you know, again, I got a message from our good buddy Wyatt Cox over at the Nevada Talk Network. And the Republicans are surging out there in Nevada. And we've got word this morning that Trump was going to New Mexico, which now apparently their internals are showing that even New Mexico may be in play, Robin. What do you think is driving this?
I think the number one thing is when you go to the grocery store to buy milk and bread and butter and spaghetti and sauce and fruit and a tub of ice cream, and you walk out and your bill is $200, I think people are scared of that, and they realize that, A, Trump is the only person to fix it, and B, those prices are going to get worse under a Kamala Harris presidency. I think that the nugget is that I think the border is in play. I think that people are seeing women being raped and murdered, you know, the Lake and Riley situation, tragedy in Georgia, and other women across the country, young girls, you know, middle-aged women, it doesn't matter, all the sex trafficking that's going on. But at the end of the day, it's always about the economy. It's always about the money that you have in your pocket and how far that dollar goes. And I'm telling you, I was at the grocery store the other day. I have never paid so much for groceries in my life. It is outrageous and scary to think that if there's no drilling and no oil in this country and we go to a total EV electric system for trucks, that $13 box of blueberries that used to be $2.99, it's going to be $15, $20 if you could even get it.
Yeah. You and Dieter with the blueberry, you know, Ben Dieter, our morning show host over, he's the same thing with the blueberries. He did a whole riff on it a couple of days ago.
Dieter. I have to listen to that, you know, because when you work morning drive like he does and I do, you have to have your blueberries to get you going. I guess it's a thing. I didn't even know that.
Apparently it is. Hey, real quick before we let you go, this is the headline from Breitbart, and you and I have been talking about this for ages now. Democrats warn, brace for unrest if Trump wins. Far-left groups mobilize across USA. Nation faces greatest mental health crisis. And I think that we need to pay very close attention to this, Robin, because a lot of these people, if you've seen them out there, I mean, what was it over the weekend? A grown woman, a Kamala Harris supporter, was screaming at a child in a baby stroller.
These people are unhinged. And frankly, I really don't care because the world around us, Todd, is unhinged. And you have to look at who are world leaders going to respect? Are they going to respect Trump or Harris? You decide. It's very obvious to my eye.
All right, Robin Poffman, she will be a part of our live coverage on election night, 6 p.m. until midnight. If you want your local radio station to carry our coverage, just give them a call and say, hey, let's take Todd Stearns live at night. Robin, get some rest. You're going to need it.
I know, you too. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Robin Poffman, everybody. A great, great journalist. All right, real quick here before we go to a break, let's take some of these calls. Terry in Oklahoma wants to weigh in on daylight saving time. Hi, Terry. What's going on?
Hi there. How are you?
Terry, I'm doing good. And you're watching us on our Rumble channel. So hello, Terry. Yeah.
Happy birthday, sir. You're just a pup, according to up to my standard.
Thank you.
There is I've got a kind of a funny thing and then a serious part of the sailing time. I've worked with alcoholics and addicts for 25 years. And a lot of them work during the day or at a factory or something like that. You know, they're in recovery. But there's more of a relapse time because when they get off, there is no sunshine. Sunshine's very important to them for their recovery, the light. Not to go home and get, isolated. And so by the time they get off and drive to wherever, they're in the dark. And it's very depressing to them. We need to leave it alone. Just let us have some sunshine after we get off work. And I think that would help a lot of people, just their moods, their depression, and that kind of thing. A wise old Indian said only a white man would cut the end off of a blanket and sew it on the other end and think it was longer. So.
Terry, that's some good Oklahoma wisdom there.
Yeah, and I'm watching the chemtrails, so I guess we're going to have a lot of storms here in the next day or two. So.
Well, if there's a hurricane in Oklahoma, we know how that happened, right?
Yeah, and you know what? We know how to take care of ourselves.
That's right.
No. Yeah, gone.
Terry, God bless you. Thanks for watching us on Rumble. And we have a lot. Folks, I am telling you, we have so much fun. We do the YouTube thing, and we have a much larger audience on YouTube, but they always ban us for the silliest stuff. I am telling you, we have about half the audience. We're growing on Rumble, but we actually have more viewership on Rumble than we do on YouTube, and it's because they don't censor. So I'd love for you to head over and join us. You can watch the show. You can join us on the live chat. So we do a live chat blog. It's a lot of fun. Just go to rumble.com/Todd Stearns, and it should take you over to the page there. All right, hang tight. We're going to go right back to your calls, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's someone's birthday.
Happy, happy birthday, Todd. I hope your day is filled with sweet tea and biscuits and gravy. Here's to another great year of radio.
Happy birthday, Todd Stearns. It's someone's birthday.
Hey, Todd, it's me, Mary Walter. I just wanted to wish a fellow Scorpio a very happy birthday. I'll pour out a glass of bourbon in your honor tonight. Happy birthday, you handsome hunk of man.
Happy birthday, Todd Stearns.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Thank you, Mary Walter. Wow, there you go. Let's go to the phone lines. Enough said there. Thomas in Missouri. Hi, Thomas. Now, I understand your wife is from Puerto Rico. Is that right?
That's correct, and she was not offended whatsoever. And she wanted me to thank you for so vociferously always defending President Trump. We've come to the conclusion that if Trump beheaded 100 live puppies on stage, you would defend that, right?
Well, I actually like puppies, Thomas, so no, I would probably be a little bothered by that.
No, you defend Trump no matter what. If he killed 500 live kittens, you would call him brilliant. Right?
Hold on. Let me think about that. Now, I don't like cats as much as I like puppies, so I'll get back to you on that. However, Thomas, I don't know what it is with my Instagram algorithm now, but I'm getting the little kitten and puppy videos. So, you know, they tug at the heartstrings. So I don't know. Thomas, here's the problem with people like yourself is that you call in here and you're not honest with our people. You know, if you were just honest and said, you know what, I disagree with Todd about something, then we would have you on the air. I love debating people who disagree with me, but you didn't do that, Thomas. No, you lied. And we don't cotton liars here. So goodbye, Thomas from Missouri. Appreciate you. Jeez, hello. No, look, here's the deal, folks. The Puerto Rican comment came about 5 hours before Trump stepped foot on that stage. Long story short, I don't think it has any impact whatsoever in the election at all. All right, got to take a break. We've got Patty and Randy, Chris, Bob. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls, I promise. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us today. Hour 3 of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock, watch me on TV, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. And we've got a great lineup today. We're going to be doing a deep dive into election coverage. But right now, you guys know that I love music of all kinds of varieties, and especially Christian music. And there's a brand new album out. It's called Praise and Worship, More Than a Hollow Hallelujah. And it is an incredible, incredible project from our friends at the Isaacs. TheIsaacs.com is the website. On our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is Sonia Isaacs. Great to have you with us today.
Well, good afternoon. It's great to be with you. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, and congratulations. I understand that you guys actually filmed some of this music at Belmont University in Nashville. Is that right?
That's correct. We did a video of the whole project there and an empty auditorium there at the Fisher Center. And it was absolutely gorgeous, the backdrop. You can see it on all of our social medias or on TV. It's been airing everywhere. But yeah, we wanted to have some video to go along with the new audio. So it's a gorgeous theater. We're so grateful we had the chance to do that.
Let's talk about the new album, because there are so many praise and worship projects out there. What makes this one unique?
Well, we've never done a project that is in this vein. We've always loved praise and worship. We sing it at our churches, you know, and we get a lot of requests to do things like this, but we have learned through a lot of troubles and circumstances in life that praise is the way to get out of pain. You know, you praise your way out of pain and through pain. And so we had some time off earlier this year, and we said, let's go in the studio and make a record. We just mostly did cover songs, all of the famous songs that praise and worship people do. We picked our favorites, and then we also wrote one original new song called More Than a Hollow Hallelujah. And we just feel like it's really an important time for us to be sincere about our worship and stop giving God lip service. You know, he deserves more than that, and we need more than that. So it's a win-win for everybody when we go deeper with God.
I just love this. And again, folks, you can get the project really wherever you buy your music, the website, theisaacs.com. So I did not realize about the Grand Ole Opry. So you guys are going to be performing there, what, on the 30th, is that right?
Yes, sir. We perform there a couple times a month, typically, sometimes more, sometimes only once a month. But that's our goal, is to try to be there a few times a month. In addition to our touring schedule, we're touring all over the country right now. And we actually have a tour called A Tribute to the Grand Ole Opry Tour that we're presenting in PAC centers all over the country and different venues, where we bring the Opry to the people. And we have five singers in our band, and everybody's voice sounds different. So everybody picked a song that they felt like, you know, their voice sounded good. So we're doing a little bit of Connie Smith. We're doing Loretta Lynn. We're doing the Oak Ridge Boys. We're doing, you know, a whole different variety of songs that have been made famous or helped make famous on the Grand Ole Opry stage. They made us members in 2021, 3 years ago. Can't believe it's been 3 years, but they invited us to be members of the Opry, and that was just one of the most incredible honors of our entire life and career. And next year, the Opry's celebrating their 100th birthday. So it's an amazing time for the Opry.
You know, this is a huge deal, and I didn't realize that they were bringing in gospel artists to join the Opry ranks. You guys had to have been one of the first.
I believe so. You know, down through history and their 100 years of broadcasting, they have, you know, allowed a variety of different artists, but mainly country, of course, and bluegrass, and comedians. And recently, they've really started inducting more songwriters, legendary songwriters like Don Schlitz. And then, of course, one of the most recent inductees was Stephen Curtis Chapman. And I don't know, he might be the first Christian contemporary artist that they've inducted. So I love it because, you know, the Ryman was the mother church of country music. And
that's right.
The Opry started at the Ryman, of course. And so they always have respected Christian music and gospel music. And I do know that since the Whites, I believe, were inducted maybe in the 80s, were the first family group that has been inducted. So it was just an honor and quite a shock when Ricky Skaggs walked on stage during our performance and, you know, broke the surprise to us and the invitation. And, you know, it's just, it really is an honor. We just look around us and think the company that we're in, how did we get here, Lord? You know, it had to been by the hand of God and by just, he has a purpose for us being there. So we're just trying to walk in it.
And if I'm not mistaken, I thought it was Elvis Presley who actually got his Grammy for a gospel album. You know, so again, it's like this synergy, I think, between, you know, Christian. I think if you're in the South and if you're a country music star, chances are you probably learned how to sing in a church choir somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Not too many godless heathens in that genre.
It's so true.
More or less.
Although some of them act like them, but, well, you know, they have the roots.
So that's the thing, though. You see, you write about that. You write about the godless heathenism, and then you get saved, and then you can talk about the redemption part of it. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
That's true. But I love it because the Opry has really shined a light on different genres of music. And, you know, they let us be who we are. And over the last 5 years or so especially, the Isaacs have made a couple of records that were considered more secular. They weren't really Christian albums like the American Faith album, which did really well for us. That came out a few years ago. And so, you know, it's not uncommon for us to do songs that are country or secular in nature. Of course, we're very careful about the subject lines and the content that we sing. We don't compromise who we are or what we believe in to do
sure.
it. But, you know, there's, to me, you know, a plumber doesn't just plumb in churches, and I don't think a Christian has to only sing Christian songs, because, you know, we sing songs about life and their real emotions and experiences. And really all a song is a story put to music. So we tell our stories. Why can't we sing them?
I think that's a great way to look at it. Let me ask you a question. And by the way, you mentioned Stephen Curtis Chapman. We're going to have him on later on this week, ladies and gentlemen. He is helping. He's part of a big relief effort. They're doing a big concert to help all of our friends over in Western North Carolina. But what is it like? I mean, isn't that a, I mean, it's, again, that's that giving spirit, you know. And Sonia, mm-hmm. I know that you guys have performed with some of the best out there, Dolly Parton, Reba. Do you guys ever get to interact with them during the concerts, or, you know, when you're out there on tour?
Oh, absolutely. We got to open for Reba last year. We did a whole tour season with her, a spring tour, and just getting to hang out with Reba backstage, having lunch, hanging out after the shows, and having, you know, chicken strips and tater tots, her favorite, in the dressing room, and, you know, singing on Reba's records and Dolly's. We do get to interact with them a lot, and, you know, I love their hearts, and, you know, just tying in into what you're saying about Stephen coming in, the generosity of people. You know, they say when you become a celebrity, it only enhances who you are. If you're a mean person, then it enhances that personality trait, but if you're a giving and a good person, it enhances that one. And so you can look at people like Dolly and Reba and see how they've used what they've been given to benefit others. Dolly, I mean, Lord, how much money has she given to East Tennessee just in this relief effort to help them and so many victims? And we have a foundation, by the way, it's called the Isaacs Foundation. And we started our foundation to help Holocaust survivors and orphans in Israel. That was our calling. But we've also partnered with the Bridge Ministry in Nashville and different ones. And we have also been helping with the relief efforts through the Isaacs Foundation. So I'm sure you're doing your work as well. But people are more than welcome to check that out, theisaacsfoundation.org, if they want to help us help them, because we really want to help others. But we're just funneling it through. You know, we're not keeping it, any of it. We're just funneling it through, and that's what we're supposed to do, to help one another.
Well, I just think this is a wonderful thing that you guys are doing. And, Sonia, congratulations on the new project, Praise and Worship, More Than a Hollow Hallelujah. We have a link over on our live show blog, folks. But, of course, you can go to theisaacs.com for more information. Sonia, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for promoting this new album. We were excited yesterday. It reached number 2 in all Christian charts, and I haven't checked on it today, but that's pretty amazing, and we're very proud of that. And I hope that the artists whose songs we borrowed on this project are happy with our rearrangements and our versions of them. We're getting a lot of wonderful feedback. So thank you for having us on. God bless you, and God bless America.
Amen. And if you guys are traveling through Memphis, drop by and the ribs are on me.
Oh, you got a date. Absolutely.
All right. There we go. All right. Sonia Isaacs, good people there, folks, and incredible musicians as well. I got to check out their new project. It's called The Isaacs Praise and Worship, More Than a Hollow Hallelujah. All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, going right to your calls, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's someone's birthday.
Hello, it's Jeff Stein in Iowa. One of the radio programs I do contains stories I tell of important things that have happened on this date in history. So with that in mind, it was on this date, October 28th, 19-something-something, that Mama and Papa Starnes gave birth to a son. They named him Todd. And soon, from the very first words he ever spoke, everyone knew this boy was special.
Jeez-a-loo!
As he got older, Todd Starnes became a wordsmith, the person who could come up with just the right phrase to cover any situation.
You just want to smile and tell these morons to blow it out their tailpipe.
It's no wonder, then, that Todd Starnes is a national best-selling author, popular radio and television host, and friend to presidents. All right, one president, but that's still better than most of us. So on this, the joyous something-something anniversary of your birth, we here wish you nothing but sweet tea and sweet mercy. Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd Starnes.
Wow, I get a little misty there, Jeff Stein. Jeez, aloo. Thank you. Guys, thank you. I am so impressed here, Dylan. I don't know how you guys pulled this off.
You saved the best for last right there.
It was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
I will say, talk about bad timing, though. You know, the lovely Miss Cansey, our call screener, made these delicious cupcakes. And they're from scratch, too.
They are, yeah.
And the icing was abundant. And so I went downstairs. And I said, I'm not going to eat the cupcake yet, but I am going to eat the icing, right? So I come back up, and I have an emergency message from my doctor saying, whatever you do, don't eat sugar. Your sugar level's high today.
Oh, no.
I'm like, uh-oh. That's not good.
It's just the icing.
It's just the icing, though. Hey, look, we have got – look, I promise you we're going to get to Joe Rogan. We're going to get to Rogan tomorrow. But I want to play this audio from Senator J.D. Vance. He was on CNN with Fake Tapper, and it was brilliant the way he took down the CNN host. This is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Cut number 4.
He agrees with that, but he's talking
about
what
you do based on the way you're asking the question.
No, based on the fact that he's accused people that didn't break the law of breaking the law when it comes to the election. And if you want to revisit that, I'm happy to. But Liz Cheney, he said, should be put before a war tribunal. None of that sounds fascist to you at all?
No, of course it doesn't. According to Liz Cheney, before a military tribunal?
First of all, I don't buy into the premise of what you're saying, Jake, because I just, on things that I know that he said, on things that I know that he said, you're imputing things, you're taking words out of context, you're taking two separate conversations and pretending that they were made at the exact same time. So I'm rejecting the premise of your question. I frankly don't believe what you're saying about Donald Trump's words. If you'd like to put up a clip and actually put him in context, I think the American people would realize that Donald Trump is a hell of a lot more reasonable than the people like Liz Cheney who would like to lie us into war. Now, Jake, we also have to remember, I mean, step back a little bit. Well, ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
No.
That's, what you just said is false. We covered an FBI investigation.
No,
I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Wow. What a whiner, this one. We need to send him one of Miss Cassie's cupcakes. Jeez, look. Well, he's a snowflake, but a snowflake could use a cupcake. So, look, here's the deal. CNN, they're not used to this. They're not used to this level of pushback. And by the way, J.D. Vance never raised his voice, never said anything inappropriate. He just presented Jake Tapper with the facts, and all you know what broke loose. This is how you do it. By the way, do you recall, ladies and gentlemen, and I know this is a rhetorical question, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you recall any time during this election cycle where Jake Tapper, angry fake Tapper, went after Kamala Harris or Tampon Tim? Anybody remember that? Because it never happened. That's why. They can't handle it. And the problem here for CNN and MSDNC is that nobody watches them anymore. Nobody. They are so irrelevant. When you look at the numbers of people that are listening to podcasts, they're listening to talk radio, they are now in a position where CNN, completely irrelevant. And they have nobody to blame but themselves. None whatsoever. Oh, by the way, I'll give you another example. Tom Holman, the former head of ICE, was on with Cecilia Vega. Was this ABC? It was, I don't know. They're all the same. Anyway, she thought she had him, and the look on her face, I'll describe it after you hear how all this went down. Cut seven, please.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport 1 million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
So, let me explain the question she was really asking. Are you just saying that you're going to break up families and you're going to rip babies from their mother's arms and ship them back across the border? Is that what you're going to say, you big meanie? You mean man, you? Is that what you're saying? And Tom Holman just looks at her and says, look, lady, here's the deal. We're not going to separate any families. We're going to send the kids across the border, too. Oh, God. I am telling you, folks, we have been in the wilderness for four long years, and What's about to happen in this country is going to be a glorious thing. You mark my words here on this. All right. Wow, it's been a great day. Thank you for the incredible birthday greetings. My awesome team here. You guys are pretty incredible. Wow, what a great day. All right, we'll see you tonight on Newsmax. You be good, America.